Welcome to Improve Something Today. I'm Brian. Each episode, I bring you an idea from the world of lean and continuous improvement. Today's episode, See One, Do One, Teach One. It's an idea from training in medicine and surgery that goes back to the turn of the 20th century. How do you learn something? See one. Go and watch how it's done. Do one. Get some firsthand experience. Teach one. Teach somebody else how to do it. That's see one, do one, teach one. Now this rubric has been adopted by folks in a whole bunch of fields, and I'd like you to think about where you might use it. Two key points about this approach. First, I like it because tacit knowledge comes along for the ride. Tacit knowledge is the how-to stuff that usually isn't part of the documented procedures, if procedures are even documented, but turns out is important for doing the task right. You get a chance to see how somebody else does the work, ask them about it and talk about it, and learn why it's important. See one, do one, teach one gives you a chance to figure some of that out right off the top and potentially avoid some nasty mistakes down the road. Second, this approach isn't really how people learn. Think of it as three stages of proficiency with a task. First, you learn by watching. Second, you learn by doing. And third, you learn by demonstration and teaching. Now, these can happen in parallel with other learning and training activities that are happening. What I find is important about it is to pay attention on an individual basis to where people are at. Have they seen it done, but they haven't tried it yet? Or are they doing it, but haven't taught someone else yet? And give them a little nudge. When you break something down like this, it turns out that even for an intimidating or complicated task, it's easy enough to identify what's the next step and how do we go get you that experience. Okay, that's today's episode. See one, do one, teach one. Thanks.